Okay. Here's what we're going to do. You're going to think about your ex-girlfriend. I'm going to talk you through it. I'm going to whisper in your ear while you lie there on your back and think about her. And you jerk your little dick off like a poor rejected loser. And frankly, I find that pretty fucking hilarious. So first of all, I want you to picture her. Think of her face, her eyes, her mouth, her hair. She was pretty, wasn't she? Wasn't she just so beautiful? Didn't she just have a nice smile? Do you remember when she used to smile at you? I want you to think about what you liked about her. No touching yourself yet. Just think about the reasons you liked her. Keep that in your mind. Get in touch with the feelings you had for her. Did you love her? Did she break your little heart? God, I hope so. Right. You can start to imagine more of her now. Picture her wearing one of her favourite outfits. Not your favourite outfit, you idiot. She doesn't care what you like anymore. Her favourite outfit. The clothes she liked to wear when you knew her. So maybe if you're lucky, she has a hot dress or a little skirt that she used to wear all the time when you were together. But if she's the kind of girl who prefers to lounge around in the house in an old t-shirt and jogging bottoms, well, then you're stuck with that, aren't you? Now picture her clearly. Do it. What is she wearing? How is she sitting? Good. That's a good body. Now move your mind's eye down her body. You can take your cup now. Take it out and touch it. Rub it. Now, not too fast. You're going to have a hard time not coming to this too quick. I can tell. So don't get overexcited too fast. And start rubbing faster than you can handle. Was that a problem when you were with her? Coming too quick and she was just getting going? I bet that was frustrating for her. I hope she got annoyed. Is that why she ditched you? Probably. Among many other good reasons, I'm sure. Anyway, think about her body now. But keep her clothes on. Think about those tits of hers. And her soft belly under those clothes. You want to touch her, don't you? Stroke your hand down her midriff. But you can't. You can't touch her. Think about her soft legs. Remember that tight little pussy tucked away under her clothes? Between those legs? Don't you wish you could get her naked again? Get her on the bed and get those clothes off her? Wouldn't that be amazing? Doesn't it make your little dick ache just to think about it? Think about how much you want her and crave her. And you can't have her, you fucking loser. Look at you, laying there, jerking off your little dick to some girl who cheated on you. Do you think she's thinking about you right now? Of course she's not. The last time she thought about you was probably right after she left you. The last time she gave you a thought was when she was telling one of her hot friends about how useless you are in bed. You know, that sexy bitch she hangs out with? The one you always had a secret crush on? I bet that girl knows exactly how small your cock is and how much of a joke your ex thinks you are. I bet she's told all her friends all your embarrassing secrets. But no, she's not thinking about you now. While you lie there thinking of her. You know what I think she's doing? What she's probably doing is sucking off her boyfriend's big black cock. With that pretty little mouth you used to love and kiss so much. Remember how soft her lips used to feel when she kissed you? You remember that, don't you? You can almost feel it. Well, now she's got those lips wrapped around another man's cock. That's it. Jerk off and imagine it. He's got his hand on the back of her head, pushing her mouth up and down on his big black dick. I know that he's much bigger than you. That wouldn't be difficult though, right, would it? And I bet he's way more assertive. After dealing with your pathetic behaviour, she'll want a properly aggressive, sexual, viral man. I bet he takes exactly what he wants. He pins down your ex and fucks her however he likes. She tells him to go gentle and he tells her to shut the fuck up. I bet he fucks her in the ass at least as often as he takes her in a tight little cunt. Of course he does. He pushes his dick up her little arsehole whenever he wants. He fucks her like a hooker. I bet she's getting nailed right now. with her feet behind her ears and his hand over her mouth. The little slut. I bet she does whatever he tells her to. She licks his cock from the base to the tip. She sucks his balls while he jerks off. Oh, does it make you jealous? Are you going to cry? How pathetic. Don't be jealous. You're lucky a girl like that ever gave you the time of day. In my opinion, she was too kind if she even sucked you off once. If you were my boyfriend, the closest thing you would get to a blowjob would be the string of broken promises. I'd have fun stringing you along, winding you up at parties by flirting with other guys. Then, in the taxi home, I'd be whispering the whole story about how I was going to give you head when we got home. I'd be saying, I can't wait to get you in my mouth. I'm going to blow you so good. And then as soon as we got back, I'd just change my mind. Just say I was tired and leave you hanging. And then I'd pretend to sleep beside you and struggle not to crack up laughing while you jerked off quietly as possible as to not to wake me. That's what I'd do. That's what she should have done. I bet she did do that, come to think of it. But she got there in the end, well, didn't she? Left you alone to jerk off just like you're doing now. I bet she cheated on you so many times. Do you think she did? I bet she fucked loads of people you know. Got down on her knees and sucked their cocks. I would if I were her. Maybe you should ask her, what do you think she would say? Bet she wouldn't give you a straight answer. She'd probably just laugh in your face. Okay, this is it now. You can start jerking off harder, because I'm going to let you come soon. But you have to listen very carefully and follow my instructions. First, jerk that dick and think about how she's not going to touch it again. Ever. You are never going to feel her hand on your cock. You are never going to be able to put your tongue in her dirty asshole again. Now think about the fact she undoubtedly jerks off a big black cock off her current boyfriend. The guy she left you for. She takes his dick in her hands. She moves her hand up and down. She lowers her mouth to it and opens her lips. He doesn't need to sit home wanking off while you lie there, all lonely, jerking your little dick. He just bends your ex-girlfriend over and takes his frustration out on her. Now, I want you to picture her face. You can jerk off as hard and as fast as you want now. You're going to come in a second. And when you come, you are going to think about another guy coming on your ex-girlfriend's face. You know who the guy is because there's an important part. This isn't even fiction. It's real. This big black cock guy is going to come on your ex-girlfriend's pretty face. It happens to all girls. Guys do this to girls all the time, you know. If she's dating, or if she's left you for another guy, if she just gets laid occasionally, someone is going to spunk on her face. There's nothing you can do about it. Imagine it. Now, he's kneeling over her, he's jerking his dick. He tells her to open her mouth. Would she do it? Would she refuse to open her mouth, or would she stick her tongue out and smile for him? He wouldn't care either way. I bet you would even go low and lick the cum off her face, wouldn't you? You're such a fake loser. He's ready now. He's going to bust a nut all over her face. Imagine it. He's coming on her. Come at the same time. Come now. While he comes on her face. That's it. Come. I wonder what she would think if she saw you now. Imagine if we both see you. What a fucking loser.